if you don't have a steady stream of prospects or people that are likely to buy your product very quickly, you need to get out and do some networking.
You're listening to Season 2 of Not Another Business Show with your host, Tracy Sheen.
Have you guessed the topic for this week? Like it or loathe it, we all need to be networking if we are in business. Whether it's one-on-one over coffee or structured group events, networking can have a huge impact on our business in a very short time. So why is it that a lot of business owners visibly recoil in disgust and horror when you mention networking events to them? This week, I'm pulling out the big guns. We're going to talk networking tips, how to find the right networking events for you, what not to do at networking events, how to maximize your impact, and the best way to make it through these events unscathed. Before we get too caught up in the topic, though, let's hear from Katrina Pollard from CP Communications.
I remember catching up with my sister and my best friend and saying, you know, because I started with nothing. I had no money. I had no clients. I had nothing. I remember meeting them and saying, I just want to run some ideas past some people that I trust. One of the things that came up was networking. And it was like, ooh, okay. So I absolutely built my business on networking, like face-to-face networking, the old-fashioned kind of networking, which is still obviously really critical. Because business, as far as I'm concerned, is about relationships and it's about building your profile and your reputation, but really being that thought leader in front of as many people as you possibly can.
Welcome to Season 2, Episode 11 of Not Another Business Show. I really liked what John Kirk had to say at the start of the show around getting out and networking. And that sentiment was just echoed with a great example of how it directly impacted Katrina's business. So let's go back and start at the beginning. For those of you who aren't big fans of networking, let's cover off the basics. Why do you need to be networking?
I really do think that networking is critical because it builds the relationships and then build the referrals. And when I do my social media talks and keynotes and stuff, I always say at the end of it, in real life is even more critical now than it is hanging out with people on social media. You have to get out there and meet those people because that's when you really deepen your relationships with them. If you're a small business owner, they become your sales force for you.
There's no getting away from it. If you're in business, you need to be building and fostering relationships. It seems that even though we're moving more and more towards being online and automating our businesses, we are in actual fact craving human connections. The opportunities to connect with other people, to get to know them, find out what their values are, and build rapport. As Katrina put it, it is in deepening these connections with people that our own network and our own sales force grows. It was Sally Arnold, though, from Creating Encores that made one of the most critical points regarding networking. And while she agrees we all need to be networking, Sally encourages us to make sure that we're finding the right networking group for our business and our personality.
Firstly, networking. I believe this is so important. You must network with the groups that are the right groups for you. To me, it's about really being honest with yourself and not just going along to sort of think that you might get a little bit of business. If there's no fit, don't go to those groups because it's an absolute waste of time. So I guess my pearls of wisdom are look at the groups that work for you. Look at the groups that really you get a feeling of excitement when you go along to them and you feel heard and you feel connected with people at the same level. If you don't, if someone's just trying to sell in your face, don't even go back there because honestly, it's a waste of time.
Everyone knows one of those people in networking groups. The ones who try to hand out the most business cards with reckless abandon for who they talk to or how they achieve it. It's almost like they're on a business card quota for the event. John Kirk shared one such story with me.
One of the first networking events I went to, this stuck in my head. There was a woman that arrived there that she'd never been to a networking event, and she must have brought 100 business cards with her, and by the end of the night she didn't have one left, but she hadn't really stopped to speak with anyone. She just said, I've just opened this new business here, here's my card. And she was going around like that, and we're all standing there thinking, who is this woman? Now, we haven't seen her since. So she wasted her night and 100 cards there because she didn't make real contact with anyone there.
Now we've covered off what not to do at a networking event, let's look at how we can make networking events work for us. Katrina has created a free downloadable resource on networking, which you can find on her website. And I'd encourage you all to go and check it out because there's some really great stuff in there. Now, as part of this booklet, Katrina shares some of her hottest networking tips, but I convinced her to share them with us for the show.
The first one is that to be a successful networker, one of the key things is don't take friends with you when you go networking. It's really about you walking into a room full of people and thinking, well, how am I going to build relationships with these people rather than catching up with that friend that you went with? And if you do go with somebody that you know, then actually understand that time isn't about catching up. You're actually working. You're actually in that place to build relationships with people.
Now, come on, hands up. Who's been guilty of dragging a friend along to a networking event? I know I have on many occasions. Fortunately, though, I realised this a while ago and now I do something slightly different. I have one really great girlfriend who is also a business owner. So we arrive at the networking events together as each other's wing girl. Because let's face it, sometimes the hardest thing is walking into a room full of people by yourself. So we head to the bar, we grab our one drink, and we survey the lay of the land. We then set our goals and intentions for that event to each other, and we go forth and conquer. Now, doing this has helped us both enormously, knowing that you have that safety in numbers thing on arrival, but then knowing that you're also going to push each other to approach that potential one big fish that we might have been hoping to meet at the event. Katrina isn't done with her advice yet, though.
The other thing too is that networking isn't about selling. As I said before, it's about relationships. And you may never sell anything to anybody in that room, but if you build relationships with them and you share what you do, they all know 500 people or 100 people who can potentially be your customers or clients.
Now, I don't know about you, but that's one of my pet peeves. A bit like the lady who did the rounds of the networking event with John and tried to hand out 100 cards. For some reason, you'll always get people who want to sell you at an event. Now, I should be clear about this. When people ask you what you do, you should be able to clearly articulate your social pitch in a way that engages and hopefully gets them asking how you do what you do. But anything beyond that is crossing the line a little at a networking event. Easiest way around that, if someone is particularly engaged with what it is you're talking about, make sure you grab their card and make a time to call them the following day to schedule a time for coffee. You can excuse yourself from sounding salesy without being rude. And trust me, the other people that may have gathered in the little circle will be grateful for your restraint and decorum.
The other thing, which is why I actually realize why I'm really good at networking, is that it's not about talking. It's actually about listening. More often than not, I'm a much better listener than I am talker. So when you're meeting people, it's not about, well, telling them about what you do. It's actually about asking them what they do. So it's actually about conversation and about listening as well.
So networking events can be a great opportunity to practice your active listening skills. Sally agreed with what Katrina said about this and explained it to me like this.
It's about forming a sense of rapport. And by just quite often chatting to that person, you find out firstly about their business. And I always like to sort of ask straight away, you know, what do you do? What's your business? You know, da 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 da, and all those sorts of things. And then, of course, they'll ask me the question about what I do. But to me, it's about not asking for something straight away, about asking the other person about themselves, about really getting them to tell their story. Because once people start to tell their story, it's like suddenly a different person comes alive.
I love how Sally said your aim is to try to get them to share their story. And she is absolutely spot on. When people start sharing their own stories, then their true selves come out to the forefront and you really get to know the person and you're able to start making a deeper connection.
And I always remember, gosh, at a networking event, it was about a year or so ago, and I met a guy and we got talking, and he started telling me about, straight away, he was in my face, about his business. And he was selling me something and I just didn't really understand what it was. And it was almost like I thought, oh, I've got to walk away. And then I just said to him, I said something to him about, I said, well, gosh, how did you start your business and what was the reason for you starting the business? Suddenly he went out of selling mode and he went into passion mode, and he told me this amazing story about how he started the business with his wife at the kitchen table, and it took them a few years to get, you know, to be in a profitable situation. I saw a different man, a totally different man. Initially, he was someone who was in my face. He was a big guy, really big. I nearly walked away. But after I asked him that question and we started to connect, he softened down, and it was almost like I had to work with him to get him to connect with me. A bit like a musician has to work with an audience, you have to connect with that audience first of all.
It's funny how a simple question like, why did you get into business, can snap people out of an agenda and bring them back to themselves. So be the person at the event that looks for the deeper connection in every conversation. But let's get back to Katrina and her final tip on successful networking.
The other thing too is to think about that meeting them once, you're not going to build that relationship. You have to keep on going back to that group time and time again. But then you might actually want to catch up with them afterwards and do follow up as well. One of the things that I always do is connect with them on my LinkedIn. So networking is not about walking into the room and going, I'm fabulous, come and do business with me. There's a lot of other things that you need to think about.
This concept of turning up again and again, getting your face known at these events, makes sense when you think that you didn't develop a relationship with any of your friends at the very first meeting. But networking can be an investment in time and money, and this very point was something that John and I were talking about when I asked him how long he had to attend networking events before he felt like he was receiving a return on investment for his effort.
I'd say close on 6 months, but now every time I turn up, I meet somebody new and something sort of eventuates from it because I'm so well known now. But you just have to keep showing up. Probably the best advice I can give people is when you first start, if you don't have any clients or any prospects and you're not opening up a shop and you're going to be working from home, you should be networking, finding a networking group and going to it every day, 5 days a week until something starts to happen. Because it will happen, and if you're going there 5 days a week, you're going to end up being like me, which is, hey, I don't have time to go to that networking event this week, but I'll go to that one next week. The goal is to get to a point where you don't have to network. That's the bottom line.
So I found that really interesting. We heard Katrina mention earlier that she built her business initially on attending network events, and John said the same thing. 6 months for a return on investment when you have no other database or clients isn't a bad timeline, as long as it's not your only strategy for generating leads. John shared with me his process for building up his own database when he started out through networking.
When I first started in the particular business I'm in now, when I started 5 years ago, that's the first thing I did. I went and I signed up with a couple of networking groups, kept going along there regularly. It took me probably 5 to 6 months to actually start getting business out of there, but I was quite happy to keep going because I knew that if I kept showing up, something would happen, and that's exactly what did happen. My intention was to get out there and get known, and it worked. A lot of bootstrappers still find it difficult. They think that there are other ways to do things. Well, if you don't have the money and you can't invest, advertise heavily, you've got a bit of a problem. I do a fair bit on social media too.
So try a few different groups, but keep showing up. This got me onto the next thing I wanted feedback on. How do you figure out which networking group is right for you and for your business? I turned in the first instance to Katrina for her insights on this.
So I think that it's really critical to think about, as an entrepreneur, where are you in your stage? Do you want to meet people who are in the same boat as you when you want to have conversations with people so that you get that support network around you, which I think is really critical? But you also need to think about, well, who are my audiences? Where are they hanging out? And how can I build relationships with them? And I really want to make sure that that word relationships is the thing what people hear and remember about this conversation. Because when you go out networking, it's not, you know, well, I'm going to go and network with my target audience and the people that matter to my brand now, and I'm going to hand out 20 cards and I'm going to try and sell $5,000 worth of consulting fees or whatever. It just does not work like that. It has to be about relationships.
Chatting a while ago with Australia's number one small business author, Andrew Griffiths, he raised some really good points about how you figure out and prepare yourself for networking events. And while I may have shared some of this back in season one, the advice is gold and it bears repeating.
I go to a networking event with very specific outcomes in mind, you know, so I'll go to a networking event because I want to meet someone specifically. I want that business as a client, or I want to partner with that person, or I want to do something with them. So I think a good thing to do, like finding an accountant, is go to a few of these networking events and check out who's there. Are they your audience? For a lot of people, some of the B&I groups might not be your audience, you know, and do you want to go every Tuesday or Wednesday morning at 7 o'clock in the morning? It might not be relevant for you. The chambers of commerce, it might be too corporate-y, it might not be tradey enough for you if that's your market, whatever it might be. So do your homework. Go into a networking event with a clear goal. One, I want to meet people that can help support my business. Two, I want to get more business. But three, I also want to help others. Even if you're new in your business, maybe you'll find someone else that's new in there as well, and you can kind of help each other. It's not just take, take, take. I think you've got to be prepared to give as well when it comes to networking. So being strategic about it is really my main issue. And normally the people who are cynical about networking, it's simply because they don't have a strategy around it. They're just turning up, feeling awkward and leaving going, okay, well, I've networked. It's not really network. It's just actually standing around. Go and do that in the middle of a basketball field if you want to. But you've got to make it a participation sport. And I've been very, very successful from networking because I take that approach.
So I know you'll understand why I wanted to reshare that pearl of wisdom from Andrew. Thanks to social media, a lot of people will register through a public forum that they'll be attending a networking event. So there really is no reason why you can't do a little research before you go along. And I think Andrew's point about going along to these things from a place of service, well, that's just gold. To finish up today's episode, I wanted to turn over to Sally Arnold. She mentioned earlier that to be an effective networker in her mind, you need to get people talking about themselves and to share their story. So I wanted to explore this concept of stories and networking a little further with her.
As you've probably worked out by now, with my performing arts background, any part of the performing arts world is about story. You don't go to Swan Lake without knowing the story. You don't go to Sleeping Beauty without knowing the story. So I believe it's so important for us, ourselves, when we go along to networking meetings, to have our story more than our pitch together, so that it's really enticing. And then when we're talking or speaking to someone else, to ask them even more about their story, to start asking the why, how, and tell me more, and keep, it's almost like you're unpacking someone's story for them. When you're starting to unpack someone's story, that's where you can sometimes get those little pearls of wisdom about, gosh, my business might fit in there. We might be able to do a partnership. We might be able to do a joint venture. Or maybe there are some products that I could introduce them to. So by getting to know someone more and more and more and to unpack their story, you really get to find out so much about that person. And then it's also important for you to be able to tell your story, but to be able to tell it in what I call a soft way, in a way that connects people with who the true person you really are. And this is about going into your heart, going into your soul, and quite often being really open, being someone that is prepared to talk about the challenges you've had in your business. And this connects people sometimes, you know, even closer when you talk about, well, I had this terrible time, because most people will have had a shit time in their business, and then they can go, well, okay, so you've had that, so how did you get out of it? You start, that story starts to become very rich. It's almost like you can start then to move closer together again.
I really hope that what the guests have shared today has given you a renewed sense of belief in the power of networking. While a lot of our guests were advocating that if you're in startup mode or needing to build your business to get along to as many networking events as possible. Now, I'd temper that a little by saying, watch your dollar spend. A lot of these networking events can run from free to $150. So make sure you do what was suggested and pick your groups wisely. But once you've selected your groups, be prepared to invest some time, some money, and energy into going along frequently and building your rapport with the group of people. Who knows, maybe I'll see you around at a networking event. And if I do, make sure you let me know that you've caught this episode. A big thanks to this week's guests: startup business coach John Kirk, Katrina Pollard from CP Communications, Sally Arnold from Creating Encores, and Australia's number one small business author and all-round Mr. Nice Guy, Andrew Griffiths. As always, though, the biggest thanks goes to you for listening in. Don't forget to jump over to Katrina's website and download your free networking guide. It really is very good value. If you have enjoyed today's show, then please share it with your networking groups and consider leaving us a review on iTunes. It's super quick, super easy, and means we get to reach a bigger audience. Today, I'll leave you with a quote from Robert Kiyosaki, businessman and author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. The richest people in the world look for and build networks. Everyone else looks for work.
Not Another Business Show is edited and produced by Corporate Podcast Productions. Let your story be heard.